Okay. So, so what is Mr. Atwell saying about this?
Well, Mr. Atwell is at no point denying that he's committed a horrible act in the past that the judge labeled a terroristic act, and he doesn't disagree with the judge's findings. I think what he's trying to say is he's rehabilitated himself. He's been the offense occurred in almost four decades ago. This is a struggle that was taken up by a lot of misguided individuals. This is an issue that in the Punjabi community is not anything that anybody really believes in anymore. He's moved past that, and he hopes other people have too, and he is actually of the firm belief that others have. And I think what he's trying to say is he's not done anything untoward, and he's rehabilitated himself as he's supposed to do, and he doesn't know why at this point he's being labeled a terrorist. At this point in time, given these acts occurred almost four decades ago.
Okay, and when you refer to the issue, his views of four decades ago when this happened, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, his views with respect to, and the views of the Punjabi community, the Sikh community, who were of the same view at the time, those views are, again, almost half a century old. I mean, it's a long time ago. I think, in grade 11. I'm going to be 51 this year. The fact is that he's renounced those views. The National Parole Board had no trouble finding that he has renounced those views and taken responsibility for his actions. And he's moved on. And in a larger sense, the entire Punjabi community, for the most part, has moved on.
And so with respect to what happened, in terms of these invitations to these events, featuring the Prime Minister in India, what does he have to say about that?
That happened with my clients is that he was on a personal trip to India, just on no other reason than he would have to be in India. He has gone to India numerous times over the course of the last year. The Indian government has issued him visas, and the Indian government has no issue with him being in the country. Which I think is extremely notable, given the offense that he was convicted of years ago, which was the attempted murder of an Indian government official. He found out that there was going to be a reception at one of the Canadian embassy in Delhi. He approached Mr. Sarai, who is an MP for the Liberal Party, to inquire whether he could be put on the guest list if possible. He didn't make anything more of it. He didn't lobby strongly for that. He was put on the guest list. I assume he was cleared by security. He's met lots of politicians in the past, and he's attended lots of functions for a variety of parties, and he attended, and he didn't, it was no big deal at the time, and he didn't consider it to be anything out of the ordinary, and it became an incident that, brought international headlines, and it's devastated him.
So what is the message that he wants to get across with this?
The message he wants to get across is there's a twofold message on a very specific sense. He'd like to make sure people understand that the views and actions that he was part of were when he was half the age he is now. He's a grandfather. He's almost 65 years old. He was a very young man. He's renounced those views, and he has paid his debt to society and has become a very contributing member to society. That's on the specific sense. On a broader sense, he also wants to say that he's symbolic of a lot of people in the Punjabi community. He completely was on the far end of the actions he committed, but a lot of people who held those views have also moved on. And this whole issue of Punjabi or Sikh extremism in the cause of trying to have a separate state was an issue that was really existent again in the 80s and petered out in the 90s, the early 90s. And it's a lot of people in the Punjabi community, I think, feel that they're being unfairly maligned as being still of that view. And that's just not the case. It's just not the case.
Okay. And does he, now in terms of, I'm assuming that given he wanted to go to this reception that he is a federal Liberal supporter and a Justin Trudeau supporter, does he not see how that, you know, given his past and given, you know, most people who don't know him, you know, wouldn't necessarily know that he's sort of, you know, rehabilitated, as you say, or, you know, has moved on from, you know, from those views and what happened decades ago, would he not be concerned about, you know, the optics in terms of the party that he supports, given most people don't know his personal journey with this?
Well, let me just flip that question around. Is your question then saying that anyone who has committed an offense should not take part in any sense of any type of public life like this? Let me ask you, though. I'll just, again, turn the question around. You tell me, at what point is it acceptable for an individual to have gone through exactly what we want in society, that is, being remorseful and rehabilitating yourself and showing you're a productive member of society? At what point should that person be allowed to engage in any part of life in a public sense? Is your position then is he should never have been allowed to do that, and he should have known that, and it's kind of a stupid maneuver. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but that's fundamentally what you're saying.
No,
he should have known that, right?
It's not my position. I'm asking because I'm not taking a position. It's because of the, you know, the reaction that this story
I'm asking
basically on behalf of the people who want to know, you know, whether that is a part of the decision making in terms of, you know, in terms of perhaps realizing or thinking about whether it could hurt, you know, the party that he's supporting.
Well, Mr. Atwal has had meetings and has had photographs taken and has met people from a lot of different political parties, and that's the Conservatives, that's the NDP, and that's the Liberals. He's certainly more involved with Liberals than other parties, but that is certainly not the first function he has gone to where high-level politicians were at. That's the first thing. Further, other politicians, again, from all parties, have been more than happy to reach out to Mr. Atwal specifically and have given him no cause to think that this would be an issue. He put his name in. These things happened almost four decades ago. He has lived a normal life, and I guess he assumed wrongly that he might be accepted back as a proper member of society. I suppose that was his mistake. You're right. He should have obviously assumed that, you know, it was something that a man in his position should never do, and I suppose that would have been proper response, correct?
There is no proper response, just a question. That's
it's,
all.
It's, your question is based on a premise that I think I put forward to you pretty clearly, and I think if you want to go with that, you should, you know, deal with that premise. I appreciate your position. This isn't your personal position, but you have to look at what the premise is. And if the premise is, at what point, you know, does he not realize he should never do that? I have no answer for that. I suppose that individuals in Mr. Atwal's position should fundamentally remove themselves from any public role that could cause embarrassment. He should have known that. And if your question is based on that premise, I have no, you know, response that I think will make anybody happy. Does that provide hopefully a proper response?
I'm not asking for a proper response. I'm just asking the question and asking for yours and his position. That's all.
I guess what I'm saying is, are you satisfied with that comment?
If that's your comment, then that's fine.
That's my comment, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything more you'd like to add?
Absolutely not. No, I think that, you know, he wishes that the public understands that he has renounced views occurred when he was a young man, and he would like the opportunity to continue being a contributing member to society, and he apologizes for any, you know, issues this has caused to anyone, whether that's Canadians in general or the Prime Minister's office or other political parties or the Indian government. He just wants to get on with his life and get back to being somebody who is a productive member of society.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.